of Isaiah chapter 53. You know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, I had a plan. I spent time with the Lord, and I had a word for today, and the Lord just turned my cart around and gave me a different direction for today. So I just want you to be open and receptive, because God's going to do some miraculous, wonderful things in the house today. You know, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as the word goes forth, it is sent for purpose. God just doesn't talk for the sake of just talking. When God speaks, he has something that you need to hear. Amen. So what he is saying to you and I today, open up your ears and your heart to receive the manifested word of God, because it's with purpose. It's with plan. That God doesn't do anything haphazardly or doesn't make mistakes. There's no mistake in them, and you are not a mistake. Hello, you are not a mistake. Someone has said to somebody that you have no worth, that you don't have no value, and God says, do not believe a word that they say, because I created you after my image, and you have great value. You have great worth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is the glory, and he is the lifter of my head. He didn't come to beat me down. He was beaten down so you and I could be lifted up. Hallelujah, amen. He took the beating for you and I so that we don't have to take it. Amen. In other words, what he is saying to you to begin with today is, hey, if it don't belong to you, don't take it. It doesn't belong to me. Amen. I'm a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That rest is refreshing. How many need to be a little bit of refreshing in their life? Come on. Come on. Hey, we're in a world and we go through all kinds of storms and tribulations and things that are happening in the world around us, in our lives, in our families. We could use some refreshing. Just lift up your hand and say, Lord, refresh me today. Refresh me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, you know, when we get together in a body of believers, it's all about a body. Amen? It's all about all of us. Amen? We're the body of Christ in the room, right? Amen? I thank God for you. Amen? I thank God for you. So let's go to Isaiah. I better get going. Isaiah 53, verse number 1, says, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have all gone astray, and have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. So he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. The prophet Isaiah was prophesying of Jesus Christ. Before Jesus was ever born, the word was prophesied and spoken that he would die on the cross, paying the penalties for our sins. We find that today we're living in the prophetic word of God. Amen. What was prophesied has already been accomplished, and we're to act on what's already been done. Now, in other words, we can't continue to try to do something that Christ has already accomplished for us. So many people are walking and trying and striving to do something that they can't do. For by grace we are saved by faith. That not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. In other words, it's what he did on the cross of Calvary for you and I. Amen. Amen. It's already been accomplished. It's already been done. So I want to focus your attention to verse number 5 for a short message today. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Look to your neighbor and say, we are.
We are.
Amen. Today I want to speak to you about, the title of this morning's message is Crossfire. The fire that came off of the cross of Calvary is the fire of the Holy Ghost, and the fire of the Holy Ghost is here today to minister to every heart and life in the room.
Amen.
Amen. There's four things that he wants to look at today: our transgressions, our iniquities, our peace, and our healing. Are you with me today?
Amen.
How many need a touch from the Lord today? Let me see your hand. Be real. You're in the right place, the right time. So let's lift our word and make a declaration in God's house today. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what this word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. Oh, it's never going to be the same. Lord, my ears are open. My heart is receptive. Have your way in my life today. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, I'm so grateful, Lord. That you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to do in this house this day. Lord, you also said that your word would not return unto you void, but it'll accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, as your word goes forth today, we believe and we trust it'll accomplish everything that you sent it to do, and there will be a return, and all the blessings and honor and glory will be unto you, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Your word declares if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. So we exalt the name of Jesus in this house today. Lord, get me out of your way. I open myself up to you, Father God, to be a vessel to be used for your glory and for your honor and for your praise. And we thank you, Father God, for the anointing of God to destroy every yoke in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
You know, we're going to just, in Isaiah 53:5, he says he was wounded for our transgressions. So transgressions. Transgressions comes from the Hebrew word pesha. Pesha. It means sin and rebellion. How many rebellious children do we have in the house today? Let me see your hands. Praise God. He's got the word for the right crowd. You know, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That you've sinned, I've sinned, or everyone has sinned. We found that the wages of sin is death, but that special gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, our sin is what separates us from God, but he said he was wounded for our sin and our rebellion. Amen. And in other words, he knows everything I've done. He knows everything I've said. He knows every action I've taken. He sees me in secret in the hidden places as well as in the light. There's no hiding from him. Amen. He's the searcher of all hearts and all lives. He loves you so much. He loves you so much that he gave his son on the cross of Calvary to pay for your sin and your rebellion. Amen. Hey, I know. I was a rebel. I'm not rebelling anymore. Amen. Amen. Are you with me today? Amen. Say that the payment for my sin has been made. Amen. Then he says, it was really something. Then he says, and I was bruised for your iniquities. You know, iniquity comes from the Hebrew word alwan, and it means moral evil. In other words, when I gave my heart to Jesus, and he forgave me of my sin, he did not remove the sinful nature. I'm still in this world. I'm still in a world of sin. Amen? So I can't be conformed to this world. I have to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Amen? In other words, what he is saying, though, sometimes when we're healed or forgiven of our sins, there's monkeys that try to hang on our back. You ever had a monkey on your back? You know, and I'm not saying this is for anybody. I'm not saying anybody's going to hell for smoking, so don't think that I'm pastor speaking on you because you smoke. Because I smoked for 27 years. When I gave my heart to Jesus, he delivered me from a cocaine crack habit that I had for 18 years. He delivered me from alcoholism. He delivered me from a foul mouth all in one day. He took the dirt out of my mouth. There was an F word I used in everything I said, and it never came out of my mouth again. He took that. But I still smoked cigarettes. I would take a shower, and I still smoked. And there was an elderly lady in the church. Her name was Florence Heatwell. And Florence said, Pastor, Carl, I'm going to pray for you to get over that habit. And she prayed. And about 2 years later, I was sitting on the front porch of my house, and I was smoking a cigarette on the swing talking to Florence. And she said, Carl, the Lord just told me to tell you something. I said, okay, I'm listening. He said, smoke or breathe. Smoke or breathe. I went to catch my breath, and I couldn't breathe. I flicked that thing, and I breathed good. I never picked it up again. I heard, but there was a time. I was going through a transformation. He found me, and he gets you at this place when you come to him. And then as you allow the word and the love of God to minister, he'll start transforming your life. Your sanctification is a process that takes your entire lifetime. The only holiness in me is him. Amen. But I am becoming the image of the one that I serve. Amen. In other words, he is my guide. I'm not following man. I'm following Jesus. Because he's perfect. And everything he says is true. He wants you to know that, hey, even though you gave your heart, the devil wants to condemn you. Because there's still stuff you're dealing with. And God wants you to know, hey, Jesus got bruised for your iniquities, the moral evils that still clung on after for your transgression. All right? Are you with me? The only perfect thing in me is Jesus. That's the only perfect thing in me. And here's the key. More of him and less of me. We are vessels for his glory. For his glory. Not for our glory. Not for your good. Hey, and if you smoke, I don't judge anybody. Been there, done that. I don't have any t-shirts anymore. He cleaned out the closet. But God wants you to understand that we're a work in progress. Nobody's arrived yet. Are you with me? So turn with me to 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 19. Verse 19. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 19. I'm sorry, did I say 3? Listen to Jesus, don't listen to me. Amen. He just shows us how imperfect we are, huh? Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The Word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some of to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself of these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared for every good work. Amen. Amen. And in other words, God will transform our lives, but we have to be willing to allow him to. He will not force himself on you. Whenever you're ready to let something go, he's there to take it. He ain't going to come and say, slap you around. Hey, and let me say something about my sitting on the porch swing and smoking my cigarette. I've been begging and praying for the Lord to take that away from me because it was becoming a stumbling block, because I was witnessing, I was working with youth, and I was telling them not to do what I was doing. I was telling them to do what I say, not what I do. And there was a conviction that came over me. And I was asking the Lord to deliver me from it. And it, he just used an interesting way to do it. But he did it. He answered my prayer. It just wasn't Florence's prayer. I asked her to pray for me because I couldn't get rid of this thing that was hanging on to me. Amen? You know, I want you to understand that the adversary doesn't want to let you go. He doesn't want to release you. He wants to keep a stronghold on you. But God has come to break every stronghold. He came to set the captives free. Amen? To liberty for those that are bruised and those that are bound. Amen? Hey, we're here to preach the good and acceptable year of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Amen. So he says, hey, our Pasha, he was wounded for our transgressions, that our sin and our rebellion, he was bruised for our iniquities. I mean, he took some bruising. I had a fall this last week, and I'm really bruised up, and that ain't nothing compared to what he took. I mean, he was beaten to beyond recognition, okay? For what? Every time he took a strike, your iniquity was on his mind. Amen. Amen. He bore it for you and I. And then he says, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Our peace, our shalom. Amen. Our shalom, our wholeness, our peace of mind, body, so our peace, everything that comes into our life comes to try to steal our peace. Amen? So he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. So look with me at Colossians chapter 3. He sent the word, and the word accomplishes something. as we're getting the word into us, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Without faith, it's possible to please him, for he that comes to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. We're going to ask the Lord to do some things in the house today, and we're going to do it according to his word. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, the word of God says, and above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you were called into one body, and be ye thankful. And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. In other words, right, he was wounded for our transgressions. That's our moral sins, our rebellion and our sin. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the reason I'm saying this is the areas we're going to deal with today. He was bruised for our iniquities, okay? That's our moral evils. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And this is an area in which anywhere where the adversary is stealing your peace, he's stealing your peace. Amen? It could be in your marriage, in your family, in your job, and what people are saying to you, whatever area that is. And then he says, and with his stripes, we are healed. Amen? We are healed. We are healed. Rapha, whole, made whole. Body, mind, soul, spirit. Body, mind, soul, spirit. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Turn me to James chapter 5. I'm going to ask my sister if she would just come up and, yes, and play. James chapter 5. Verse number 14. The word of God says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. In closing, what is the Lord saying to you and I today? Simply that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So I have a fourfold call in the house today. First, he was wounded for our transgressions. Listen to me. Everybody look at me for one moment. Don't you worry about what anyone else thinks. Be concerned about what the Father thinks, not about what other people think. I don't care what anybody thinks. God loves you, and God has a plan in your life. The adversary has come and turned your life into a whirlwind. And God has come to help you. He is cared, he's the glory, and he is the lifter of your head. He isn't here to condemn anybody in the house. He is to love on you. He is here. So if you're here today and don't care what anybody thinks, yeah, he was wounded for your transgressions. Maybe you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord. Maybe one time you had accepted him, but you drifted away. You're not at the place you need to be. I want you to stand right in this area here because we're going to pray for you right here. That's you. Come, don't worry about it. Don't look at anybody else. You do it. You're not at that place. God has a plan in your life. He's not going to change his mind. Will you answer the call that he has on your life? This world right here, I want you to stand here. You have some simple nature, some things that you haven't been able to overcome. It's been the same thing over and over and over and over again. You've cried out to the Lord and you feel that he didn't hear you. But God says he's here today. He's here to set you free. He says, I was bruised for that iniquity. I was bruised for that. I took it on me. I took it on my body to release it off of you. Here. He says, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He is saying that anything that's chastising your peace, anything that's stealing your peace and your joy, he wants you to come here. And with his stripes, you are healed. He's going to heal your body, your sickened body, and you need to be healed. Now listen to me. You may have to move from row to row because here I'm only going to pray for transgression. Here I'm only going to pray for iniquity. Here I'm only going to pray for peace. Here we're going to pray for healing. And you might have to move from one row to another one. That's okay. I'm just following instructions. And when God gives instructions, all we have to do is follow his instructions. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. For all those that want to recommit their lives to Jesus, come over here. Brothers and sisters, and when you're not being prayed for, you to be in an attitude of prayer. I mean, men, women, to stand in faith with me, stand in agreement with me. This isn't just about us. This is about all of us. Amen. Amen. Y'all come here together. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you're wounded for our transgressions. Now today, by the power of God, Father God, I thank you that you're coming into their hearts and lives afresh and anew, Father God. Lord, I bind every weapon the adversaries formed against their mind and their body, their soul and their spirit. And I thank you that they're open and receptive, Father God. And Lord, as we say this prayer today, Father God, may it come from their hearts. I pray for supernatural faith to increase on them in Jesus' name. Just pray with me, say, Jesus, come into my life as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Now, Father, you said in your word, if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Holy Spirit, take residence in me. Guide me and direct me in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for saving me and filling me with your spirit in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.